The Case of the Decapitated Roses. Detective Thomas stood quietly at the scene of the crime. The flowers were gone, cut clean through, and a strange design was carved into the soil. "Looks like someone wrestled with the rose bushes," he muttered. Cassie, a psychic, let out a long sigh. "I know who did this," she whispered. "A gnome." Detective Thomas raised an eyebrow. "A gnome?" Cassie nodded. "He's invisible, but I found some signs. Tiny footprints and the crumbs of gnome tarts near that column." Detective Thomas had his doubts. Still, he listened as Cassie continued. "He's angry," Cassie said. "He thinks the garden belongs to him. There was a prohibition against picking his mushrooms. Some of the neighbors broke it." They walked around the garden. Detective Thomas knocked on a tree stump. "You might think I'm crazy for asking this," he said, "but should I talk to the gnome?" The stump shook. A subtle movement, but enough. Then a tiny voice said, "I condemn these gardens. This is war." A flash of silver scissors appeared from the bushes. "Violence is wrong, little guy," Detective Thomas said. "Let's talk it over and find a solution." The gnome paused. "Only if you start a campaign to protect my mushrooms and my castle." Detective Thomas smiled. "Deal. It would be my honor to help protect them." Cassie looked proud. "You see, I told you I was an expert in these types of cases. A lot of magic is alive in Arkansas."